AP News, I'm Jackie Quinn. Booster shots or not, scientists are suggesting the widely used COVID vaccines may offer lasting protection that would diminish the need for frequent booster shots. But more research is needed, and virus mutations remain a wild card. President Biden's urging more people to get the COVID shot.
The president says the nation's moving toward
a summer of joy, a summer of get-togethers and celebrations.
But it first needs to meet his goal of having 70% of adults partially vaccinated by July 4th.
With incentives and fun rewards.
Anheuser-Busch says it'll buy Americans 21 and over a round of beers if the president's goal is met.
That's right. Get a shot and have a beer.
63% of adults have now received at least one vaccine dose. Sagar Magani, Washington.
President Biden is meeting with Senator Shelley Moore Capito. She's the top Republican negotiator on the infrastructure overhaul proposal. Both sides, though, are still said to be far apart. A Central Florida sheriff says his deputies did what they could to de-escalate the situation after a 14-year-old girl and a 12-year-old boy broke into a home, found weapons, and repeatedly fired at officers. Volusia County Sheriff Mike Chitwood says officers did shoot the girl after she raised a shotgun toward them.
The minimum of 24 shots were fired at us, at least. You know, we'll know more when FDLE finishes their report. We had 8 deputies that fired, and we fired probably over 60 rounds.
The girl is in stable condition. Chitwood says the children ran away from a juvenile group home last night. Police in Houston say they believe the body of a missing boy has been found inside a motel room. Samuel Olson was with his father's girlfriend, who has been arrested. A second drug test on Kentucky Derby winner Medina Spirit is positive. Stocks closed higher. This is AP News. A veteran Israeli politician, Isaac Herzog, has been elected president of Israel.
Experienced lawmaker Herzog, a scion of a prominent Israeli family, has been elected president, which is a largely ceremonial role. An anonymous vote was held among the 120 members of the Knesset, or parliament, with the vote going 87 to 27 in his favor. Herzog, who's 60, is a former head of Israel's Labour Party and opposition leader who unsuccessfully ran against Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu in his 2013 parliament. Elections. He'll succeed Reuven Rivlin, who's set to leave office next month. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
An attorney for a high school football player in Canton, Ohio, says the teen was forced to eat pork in violation of his Jewish faith as punishment for missing a voluntary workout. The family is planning to sue the Canton City School District. 8 coaches involved have been suspended. I'm Jackie Quinn, AP News.